On a Friday morning, this is Morning Edition on Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. I'm joined now by John Biewen. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
At the University of Southern Maine tomorrow, John and scholar Dr. Chenjerai Kamanike will present one part of an audio series about whiteness and race with a focus on Northern racism. The talk comes just weeks after Jackman's town manager was fired for posting racist comments online. One episode includes a clip where Ojibwe tribe members in Wisconsin are harassed over traditional fishing rights. I asked Biewen what that scene says about Northern racism.
People in the fishing industry and sport fishermen were irate, and it resulted in these demonstrations on the sides of lakes with white people in camouflage and blaze orange shouting racist epithets at the Native Americans.
Them bums don't need our fish and our deer and our trees.
It's the kind of thing that I think those of us in the North just don't associate with ourselves. We think that this kind of overt racism is something that's confined to the South, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, we've had some of those disputes up here between our state government and Native tribes, and sometimes they're said to be about kind of legal issues of sovereignty, but perhaps that's not all that's going on.
It's not that there might not be some actual issues worth discussing there, but what comes out is a kind of othering and a sense of hostility that seems to be beneath the surface.
What differences did you and Dr. Kamanike find between racism in places like the South and in the North?
The differences are more stylistic than anything. There's a sense in the North, I think, of people being less comfortable with just being around people of color. Our ideas may be more kind of politically correct, and our politics and so on, than a Southerner would be. But the baseline realities in terms of really racialized inequities in schools and housing segregation and their criminal justice system, there's really no meaningful difference.
Are there any ways in which these distinctions do matter?
The conversation that we really need to be having is that we need to be looking more at these structural issues. Let's look at our education system. How is it actually serving people? Let's look at what's happening in the criminal justice system and the economy and so on, rather than focusing so much on these relatively superficial ideas about, you know, how are people getting along or how, what sorts of personal attitudes do white people have about people of color.
There's another clip from one of the programs in which your colleague Liz Phillips reflects on being at a party and telling someone that she's from the South.
This person said, "Wow, what's that like?" And I felt like I knew where this was going, but I said, "Well, what's what like? You know, living in the South, all that race stuff."
What does that clip say about the more subtle characteristics of racism in northern states?
You know, it reflects the fact that, again, that idea among lots of northerners that racism is a pervasive problem in the South in a very different way than it is in the North. You know, their sense of innocence and smugness as though race is not an issue in the North. And ask people of color if that's the case, you know, people who live in the North.
You know, a town manager in Jackman in northwestern Maine was recently fired for posting anti-Muslim and white separatist comments online. Has social media become a way racism is expressed in the North?
I think that with social media and also things like, you know, the smartphone videos that get captured and put out into the world, we're getting more kind of windows into overtly racist attitudes that may have just gone unnoticed.